Okay. We're just finishing that Torah that we're learning from the first Kovetz that you have on the page in front of you. And there's a second page. We're going to try to go with that into Pesach a little bit, into the Hachanis, into what we're learning in Eirus HaTorah, how Ha'adam HaYoshu Tzorech Lahamin B'chayas. A new concept, it's really not new, but Rav Kook focused on this so much, belief in one's own life, and what that means, the belief in one's life, is very different from how it's used in the Welt. Believing in oneself, it could be, it's a totally different meaning. So at the end of this Torah that we were learning last week, we're up to the paragraph that says a bechlal, I don't know if in your printing it's the paragraph, bechlal loy ha'olam hamuchashi. Remember, we were talking about how the tzaddikim gedolim, even though the medakdek in every single tiny little prat, in every single tiny halacha, the medakdek, and they live in the world of all the prati pratim of Torah mitzvahs, nevertheless, the ikker, the main world of the tzaddikim gedolim, is in what Rav Kook calls a godel hapnimi. We've almost forgotten what it means, a godel b'Yisrael. A godel b'Yisrael does not only mean that he's great in learning and great in mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim, that's for course. Or, but a godel b'Yisrael means that the ikkar of this person is that he lives in that place of godel hapnimi. Godel hapnimi that we're talking a lot about. Anything that smells of cutness, of smallness, of pettiness, anything that is not connected to that world that's Ein Sof within him, is not part of his life. So even the small, tiny things of his life are done with godless. That's what we're going to see now, just to finish this Torah. Bechlal, Rav Kook says, it's not the tangible world of diyukim, of all of the care, but again, all the tzaddikim, of course, are careful with everything. But that world, that tangible world of diyuke pa'olav, of all the dikdukim in every single act, that world is not the one that is toifes ha'mokim ha'yoyis ha'godol, that takes up the biggest space. B'nishmas chayim, b'nishmas chayim ha'nischis. In the Nishmas Chaim, in the living soul, in the eternal living soul, the Nishmas Chaim HaNitzchis, HaMafiyah Bo'or Gedula B'Nishamas HaYonis, that appears, this Nishmas Chaim HaNitzchis appears Bo'or Gedula, in the light of greatness, B'Nishamas HaYonis, with these exalted Nishamas. Ki Mahoid HaNivzgav Shal Teferes Chei Ha'ilamim. It's not, the Ik of the Tzaddikim is not, and their main world is not, we see, well, we see, of course, from all the diyukim, but that's not the main world. But rather, that splendor, that glory, that teferis of chayor lomim, or ha'hoid ha'nizgav shal teferis chayor lomim, of that relationship that they have with the one who is forever. Shebesoichai ha'kol kolu. And in that or in that light, hakol kolu, everything is included. Kol ha'toiv ha'rayoni, all toiv when it comes to the thoughts that the Adam Godel has, hamusari, ethical, and hamaisi, and in his practical life. In other words, even the tiniest, as I said a minute ago, even the tiniest little diyukim, even the tiniest little parts of his life, the smallest little chesed. There's a famous picture that many of you have seen it. It's been printed in many, many sfarim over the years. Of Rabeli Lapian giving milk to a cat. You ever see this? It's a famous picture of Rabeli giving milk to a cat. And just a week or two ago, I saw in a sefer, an article, I don't remember where, but I saw the whole background of what was going on with that. How did that picture come about, and what was Rabeli doing there in the morning with the little thing of milk? That they had made some change in the yeshiva. That what happened was that there were mice in the yeshiva. And there were mice in the yeshiva in Kfar Chassidim, wherever there were mice, and they couldn't get rid of it, so they got a cat. And it's an old-fashioned way, but it works. The mice, they got rid of the mice, and this cat was he had a whole malchus, this cat. And this was going on for a while, and then what happened was that he did such a good job that he made altogether that the yeshiva was free of mice, and then he was sort of walking around for a day or two this cat like. You know, ungeblusen, like there's no business over here. He was so good at it that there's nothing to do, and he's looking around, epis for something. In the meantime, somebody made a joke about it. Some bacher or something made a joke about it. How this is such a baal malacha that now you know he's finished. But Rebellion was very upset about that. He said that he doesn't now he needs to be given food. He does. That was his parnasa, and now he doesn't have a parnasa. And that somebody just fouled rebellion. They didn't know he was living. He went and he took a bowl of milk and he poured from his milk and he put in to give that the cat should have something to have something to eat. The whole rebellion. Whoever learned about that tzaddik of El Apian, an ish musa, the most perfected midas that a human being can be master who he was. That every single molecule of rebellion was in that picture of bending down when he was almost 90 years old. With a bowl of milk to give to a cat. Then anybody else would just give a kick and get the cat, get out of here, shkoyach, and get out of here. And that's a rebellion, everything was big. And this is the trademark of the tzaddikim. But we only see the picture, or you see that final little stage, the last tachana. Everything is big. Hispashtus ha-shleimus alamaisem kulam. That means that the shleimus of the person is mispashet. It's mispashet, and it seeps into everything that the tzaddik does. The godless seeps into every single thing that he does. Those are the most inspiring stories that the ones that we have. I mean, again, how much do we have? We have only a tiny, tiny fraction of what people are able to see. But those are the most inspiring stories of the great people, not the miracles and all of that. That's not the ikar is what you see the godless of the person in every single thing that he does. It flows naturally on its own. When that great will of Toiv Ha'eloki is functioning, is moving forth Beroiv Tahara with all of its pureness, b'chol tokva with all of its power. Nevertheless, sometimes these tzaddikim, in their greatness, they turn and they focus on every single thing. It's always hard, you know, I say each time before we learn, but it's hard to get to translate accurately and to capture the ruach of what Rav Kook is saying. But achri shekvar sovu ziv adonim me'einig ha'elyon, once the tzaddik has already become full and satiated with that radiance of sweetness, me'einig ha'elyon, from supernal delight, v'ruach molei koyach es oided v'es ametz, and the ruach is filled with the koyach of chizik and strength. A cheshik shel atoyv v'hatoyah, the great cheshik and the longing for toyv and toyah, molei or chayim, filled with the light of life. Chay belev pnima, that is alive deep in the tzaddik's heart. Bo cheshben ha-nefesh b'gdula v'severus. The tzaddik makes a cheshben ha-nefesh. But not the way that you and I make a cheshben ha-nefesh. That from a place of katnus and guilt and misery, we drift back to something that we did that was wrong or we said that was wrong, and we beat ourselves up and the whole thing is katnus and katnus and katnus. The tzaddik is filled with this light of life, and from that perspective, the tzaddik enters back into the cheshbon ha-nefesh, but he enters in a way of gedula v'seferes. Gedula v'seferes. From that place of greatness, he descends from that great, great mountain height, that great, unbelievable place of of Gadlus and Gdula and Seferis. And from that place, he descends into the Pratim Uprate Pratim. He gazes deeply from that perspective of greatness. He looks into the Prate Pratim, and from there, Bo Gam Hadichtu Hanafshi Vahagufani. Hadichtu Hanafshi Vahagufani. Dichtuch, of course, means in some way to crumble, to crush, to humble. And he comes from that cheshbon nefesh to that place of dichtuch hanafshi v'gufani, of the soul and of the guf. Kizerem shoite v'ram noira, like a powerful current and great thunder. Pachad v'goydel. And at that moment, when the tzaddik descends and gazes deeply into all the prati pratim of his life to perfect himself even more, he's filled not with despair. There's a pachad, but he's filled with tikva uvitachon, with hope and with confidence and trust. Ushi'ifas tikun l'chol pgam, and a great longing to fix any tiny little blemish that he could find within his life in the prati pratim. He doesn't ignore, but he enters into the pratim of his life from a place of greatness, not from a place of not from a pathetic place of smallness, which is very often how we make a cheshbon hanefesh. He comes from that place of belief in the neshama, a connection to the chai olamim, and from that place of greatness, he descends into the prati pratim, into all the tiniest little things to look, to check for chametz. And he's filled with tikva and bitachon, since he knows that the etzem of who he is great. And he believes in the nishmas chayim that's inside of him. Therefore, when he detects these imperfections, he doesn't become depressed. He doesn't give up hope. He's filled with tikva and bitachon. If we would believe in our neshamas, if we believe in all that we've been learning about, so then we would be able to face our imperfections, our faults. We'd be able to face them, and we'd be able to be filled with this ruach of tikva and bitachon, instead of wanting to throw in the towel and say, forget it, it's all for fun, I might as well perfect my aveiros, because I'm never going to perfect my mitzvahs and my tzidkas, so I might as well just get back to the aveiros. But by the tzaddik, it's with a place, it comes from a place of godless. The cheshbon nefesh comes from a place of godless. Tikva bitachon, with great hope and with great trust. U'she'ifas tikun l'chol pgam. Not giving up, not yeyush, but she'ifas tikun l'chol pgam. With a tremendous she'ifa to fix every pgam. Tshuva el yayne. And to enter into a higher level, into a higher madrega of tshuva. Hakelelos is kol tshuvas kulam, that includes in it all madregas of tshuva. Come from that perspective of Godel HaPnimi, of inner greatness. Now, the page that you have in front of you, the new page that you just got, is from the Siddur. The side that's underlined, it says, Cheruseinu Ubir Chametz. This is really a continuation. To go into the Yontif of Pesach from the Torahs that we're just learning. Eila Ashnaim Hamisamnim Lonu is Chag HaGula. Chag HaPesach Zman Cheruseinu. Chag HaPesach and Zman Cheruseinu. The Yontif of Pesach and Zman Cheruseinu. The time of Pesach and the time of Cherus of freedom. L'doris ma nachnu l'meidim me'ele shnei ha'noisim halol v'atlim zeh v'zeh. And for all time, what can we learn from these two characteristics or qualities of the Yontiv? Chag HaPesach and Zman Cheruseinu. Time of Pesach and the time of liberation, of freedom. Hatshuva nitzresi. Shetnai Hagula Shnaim Hema. There are two conditions for us as a nation to achieve geula, to come to a place of redemption, and for an individual person to come to a place of geula. There are two conditions. Chayus ha'atzmis, a person being free. But freedom means chayus ha'guf mikol shibud zar. It means on the most basic level that the person is physically free from every shibud zar, from every strange external type of enslavement. And that probably connects to what we learned at the beginning of Eretz Tshuva. It includes Tshuva Saguf on the most basic level. It doesn't only mean that there's an Egyptian standing over you or a Nazi standing over somebody. But the Shibud Zar could be that the person is stuck in bad habits when it comes to what he or she eats, or drinking, or smoking, that a physical life of the person is enslaved to habits that are destroying him. That there's a shibud zar that has taken over his physical life. So that's the most basic cheiros, is to be free of all shibudim that are meshabed the guf. Mikol shibud ha-kayfe selim alokim. Asher ba'odim lios meshubu l'chol koyach. Asher hu mayrid es erachai. And it also means to be free from any shibud that is forcing the image of God within man to be meshubet to any koach, asher hu mayrid es erachai, any koach that causes that person's true self-worth to be diminished, to be crushed. Es teferes gduloso v'hadras kodsha. Any shibud that contributes to the person's loss of that tiferes of his godless, of the beauty of who he is. V'hadras kodsha. V'acheres hazayis. I mean, think of that with all of the obsessions with electronic things and with the internet and with all the other, you know, the Facebook and all of these things. It's mori des erchai. So even if the person is chas v'chalil not looking at things that are also to see, which is very hard for anybody to not see such things. But even if a person is not looking at things that he or she is not allowed to see, but if a person is in touch with the true teferis and godless and hadras kodesh of who he is, then any kind of a shibud, any type of a shibud of an enslavement to something which is moired es erchai, even if there's nothing that's also, like I told you that I had there was a woman that was complaining to me that the wife is plays on the computer solitaire for 2-3 hours every night, plays solitaire, a card game, where you don't have to have another person solitaire, I think. That was a card game. She plays on the computer every night for a few hours. So she'll say, is there something also about that? There's nothing that's also to play some sort of a game like that. There's nothing that's also. The same way that When it first came out, these things many years ago, so there was that Pac-Man, the little yellow, the guy that was going around eating up things all over. I'm sure now that's already, like, I have a bottle, who would play such a silly game now? Now they have much more sophisticated. But when it first came out, the first thing I remember coming out was that it was like this ping pong thing where you went up and went ding, and then went across the screen and you had to get your thing up, and then you hit it and it would go ding, That was the first machine that I think I remember back then came out, and even if there's nothing, what's wrong with watching a thing go like that for 2-3 hours across the screen? Something that's also to do, it's also to see a little thing eating up dots or something. It's not, there's no isser in it, but is it murray this erchah shel ha'adam? So someone says, is it also to go to a football game? It's also to go to a football game. And it's also, we're not talking about Isurim. Only a person who appreciates, who has a sense of the teferis, of the haid, of the godless, of the yakris, of the neshama, and believes in what the neshama is, feels that this is something. These things are things that are simply not because of isur and heter. It's something else. You could take up with your local rabbi whether it's isur and heter. It's not because of the isur and heter. It's because of the. It's murid this erchai. It just diminishes. It brings down the erech of who a person is, of what a yid is. It's murid this erchai. And even if you go to a game, and you see, or there's a. So, you know, last time that I went was a long time to a ball game, to Yankee, many years ago already, and I took my son. And the guys, first of all, anytime there was anything interesting that happens, you can't see, because then every single guy gets up on his chair, and they're screaming and hollering. So the Ushi and the kids that I brought, the other boys that I brought with me, so they also start to get up. And I said, you know, this is already too much. You wanna enjoy the game, but to be such a person that stands up on a chair and starts hollering like an idiot and screaming, with these people are spilling beer all over themselves and. It's Murray, this Erech Shla Adam. You have to have an appreciation. What's the Erech? What's the value of a Jew? It's not to feel that. When a person's, the Ikka, when a person's sitting on the computer and he's looking at these things, and goes, Vaita and Vaita, looking at stuff. Even if there are websites that there's no Tumma in it, let's say there is such things. Even if it's Torah all the time, why aren't you sitting with a Sefer and learning with a chavrusa by yourself and with a sefer, what are you sitting all day looking on the computer? It's murid. The best thing to do is, if a person is going to do that, is he should look at Torah. But the other things the person is supposed to do, it's murid, is erech shladim, that it takes down the erech of a person. But if a person doesn't see himself as being a bal erech, if he doesn't feel, if he's not sensitive to that value, that worth that he has, mitzad the neshama, so then that's what the tzaddikim meant when they said that the only way that a Jew could sin is because he forgets that he's a ben melech. What does that mean? Well, the tzaddikim said such a thing. It doesn't go to the Baal Shem HaKadosh, but after the Baal Shem, they were saying such a thing, the tzaddikim, that the only way that it's in the Slanim Asfaram Alat, that the only way that a person can, the only way that a person can do an aveir is because he forgets that he's a ben melech. He forgets he's a bas melech. That's why the Salonim is trying to bring down Musa b'ni al Timas. Which is Musa b'ni means that Shlomo says that the Musa, the father says, my Musa you shouldn't be disgusted with. You shouldn't reject the Musa that I'm giving you. But the Salonim is trying to say, Musa, the biggest Musa is what? B'ni, you're my son. Al Timas. Don't make yourself disgusting. The biggest Musa is you're my child. B'ni. You're Ben Melech. What are you Isaac in these things? That's why we're over and over and over again saying that the Ikar Vayd of Chinuch of our generation is to drive into the hearts and to the minds of the children that they're Bnei Melechim. That to hear that and to believe in that, that Musar Bini, the biggest Musar is, you don't need to have all the other things, all the other warnings and all the other things, and to have all kinds of big asifas and to make all kinds of things with the internet. If a person would be in the place of Bini, if we'd be able to give that over to the generation, B'ni, that a Jew should be able to hear every moment of his life, you're my child. B'ni. You know who you are? You're a Ben Melech. You're a Dahai Ben Amensh, an elevated person. You know who? You don't believe in that. You don't believe in, not in God. You don't believe in yourself and the neshama that I gave you. But the truth is, B'ni. And if a person believes in that, and he understands what that word means, B'ni B'chari Yisrael. That was the whole goal of Mitzrayim, is B'ni B'chari Yisrael. And if a person believes in that, then Mimele it's Al Timas. He doesn't need any other Musa. He doesn't need any other Musa. I'm already not with my father and my parents' home for already, it's well over 30 years. It's already like 35 years. And to this day, when there are things that to do or not to do, I think, what would my father think about this? How would my father look at me? You know, there's a big musa. There's no bigger musa than that. Bini, that you're my child. And mimela, al timas. That's what Rav Kook is saying. And that frees a person from all the other shibudim. It frees a person from all the shibudim. And he writes, v'acherus hazois, ein niknes, this freedom can only be acquired. Meaning the freedom of, that the guf should be free from all the shibudim. That the guf, that the body should be free from all the shibudim. Is only ayidei cherusa shel haneshama. You see how even in the secular world, they began to understand that to be able to help free a person from addiction, that years and years ago that they developed this whole 12-step program, right? That they realized that the only way that you could really add some free a person from shibud haguf is through getting to the pnimius of the person, and being able to free the person from the shibudim that he has of the soul. And from that place of shibud nefesh, he could deal with the shibudim of the guf. He's able to throw off all of those chains of the addictions that he has, whatever the addiction is. Because the chayrus, the freedom of all of the shibudim, is in the nikness kimay de chayrus shel haneshama. It can only happen through the chayrus of the neshama. Chayrus haruach mikol mashu mata oisa mimsilasa hayishara vehisana vehayitzuka b'mahusa haatzmus. This is exactly what we're learning. It means chayrus haruach, that the ruach of a person should be free from anything that is causing it to veer off of its path, its straight and powerful and strong path, the mahusa atzmus. The ruach of a Jew has to be free from anything that is in any way nudging it off of that mesila, off of that straight and powerful and beautiful path of what? Of the mahusa atzmus, of the mahusa of who you are. Aval eila shnei sugei acheris, these two types of cheris, meaning of the body and of the soul. Aval eila shnei sugei acheris anim boim, vein ha'adim b'tar ishius protis, v'loi ha'am, b'tar kibbutz shalem, bal ruach miyuchad zaychilhem, that the individual cannot come to this, nor can the nation, nor can Am Yisrael come to this. Kiim ayidei ha'biur, mikol gvulai, without destroying, without burning and destroying. Bir means to eliminate, to destroy. We associate with sreifas chametz, but bir of course means to destroy, to get rid of. Kim ayidei habir, mikol gvulai, to remove from one's entire gvul, as kol dover hamaakiv is cherusai. Anything artificial that's holding back its cherus. Shezehu chemtzo. That's that person's chametz. Everybody has his or her own chametz. Has se'or shebi'isa, which Chazal referred to it as the se'or shebi'isa, the yeast of the dough that rises within a person, meaning that something that is not, does not belong in his gvul, something that has infiltrated into him from outside. It's risen up and entered into his gvul, and it doesn't belong. It's not him. That's chametz. Shehezekai motzu b'yoyse, that causes very, very great damage. When the light of Geula is finally shining upon the person, when the person is able to finally look at himself honestly with that candle. Like the tzaddik from Adashitz, that at the end of the Bir Chametz, he ripped open his shirt and he pulled off his talis cut in his coat, his talis cut in his shirt, and he ripped open everything and he yelled at the Shabbos, "Now look over here, look over here." That candle that we learned in Aras HaTshuva, that candle that shows the chametz that's within the person, that which doesn't belong within our lives, to be able to see that honestly and to be able to remove it. That's the mitzvah of bir chametz, of bittul chametz. Which the Kadmonim tell us, the Radbaz and others say that even the simple pshat of the issue of chametz, that we don't see anything else in the Torah with this, such a by Yeroh and by Yemotzei, and a mashu, there's such chumas that we have by chametz, and you see that even Jews that normally are not so makbid and so nervous about macholas asuras, when it comes to chametz, there's such kpedus. So the Radbaz says that because the pshutim shel dvarim is that it's the yetzahar. That is the embodiment of the Yetzar. That's the Pshutim Shel Dvarim. Not that it's a Remez, it's a Soid, it's the Pshutim Shel Dvarim is that it's the Inyan of the Yetzar. It's the Inyan of the Ra, of the Chametz. Therefore, L'slamed Anu Tzrichim, Eich L'hissagel Anu, Es Oysa Ruach HaGadol Shel HaChayus. We must learn how to make use of this great ruach of chayrus of freedom, asher zorach aleinu, which Rav Kook believed, was shining upon the entire nation and each and every one of us. On the mitkufa samiris shalanu, an hour illuminated tkufa, Rav Kook always saw this as a time of tchir, as a time of coming back to life, with all the things that were happening, and he died before. The large return to Eretz Yisrael was coming in, but it wasn't like it was after the Medina. But he felt, with all that was happening in his time, he felt that great Or of Geula had finally started to come into the world. And when we look back in our history, the beginning of the Gula, the beginning of redemption, came like a bolt of lightning in the first Gula, Gula's Mitzrayim, the Gula of Mitzrayim. Asher nigla aleinu melech malchei hamlochim HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvayda ha-godl v'kirvon l'avadosa. But the ikkar of the Gula and how the Gula happened and what was going on that night was Gilui Hashchina. That's what we say in the Haggadah. That's the focal point of all that was going on. Asher nigla aleinu melech malchei hamlochim kadosh baruch hu aniv loy malach aniv loy shaliach anihu ani Hashem anihu v'leyache. It was nigla aleinu melech malchei hamlochim kadosh baruch hu uga'olam a Gilui Hashchina that took place over there. And with that Gilu Shchin, he brought us close to him, to serving him. Shehi Cheres Seinu HaGmur, which is our complete Cheres, our true Cheres. V'herim Aysanu Mishiflusa Shel Ha'avdus HaNochriya. And the Baruch Shalom, with that Gilu Shchin, lifted us up from the lowness of our Avdus HaNochriya, of our being Avodim, to something foreign, something outside of who we are. Asher Shavhi Avadasa. Asher Shavhi Avadasa. But the Avdus is false. The Avdus, anything else, any Shibud Zar, is a distortion of who we are and what our life is about. So that Gilu Shechina began by the Gula of Mitzrayim and took us out and lifted us out from that shiflus of being Avadim to something else, something outside. Ahevdol sheben ha'eved leben ha'chayrin, the difference between a slave and a free person. And then rak hevdel ma'amadi, it's not just a difference in status. in the official status of a person that he's free or he's a slave. Masha b'mikra zehu, turn over, Masha, zehu meshubad l'acha, zehu bilti meshubad, which is a mikra, which, of course, the Ashgacha brought this, but why is it that this person is meshubad to somebody, and the other person, this person is meshubad, and the other person is a free, he lives in a free country, and the other person lives someplace where there's shibudim, he's not, that's okay, these are, that's not the ikka, what makes a person to an ever do a ben charin. Because he got off the boat, like in the wrong neighborhood or something. So he got off the boat and he ended up in a place which is a bad place, and over there the Meshabed people. So the bad people over there, they're Meshabedim. So he's an Eved over there in that place. It's not the Ikka what makes a person to an Eved into a Ben Chayrin. That one is officially Meshubed and the other one is a Bilti Meshubed. You could see that slaves, even hundreds of years after they're no longer enslaved, they're still meshubadim hayinu l'parav Mitzrayim. One doesn't have to look too far to see that. And what happened to this entire country as a result of all of that? Not that they shouldn't have been freed. Of course they should have been freed. It's an avla. It's a terrible avla to enslave a person. But the chinuch that was necessary, that America failed very, very badly with that chinuch. A kapanim to see, even hundreds of years after the person was taken out of slavery, to see that he's still an eved, that's not a hard thing to see. We see this. We're surrounded by avodim. And wherever you go, not just in America, people who were once meshubadim, now they're no longer meshubadim, but they're still avodim. They're still avodim. And the simple pshat that Vila Lahotzek Hashbaruch Hu Savasayim Mitzrayim Anachnu Ubneinu Ubnei Bneinu Hayinu Meshubadim Hayinu L'Parav Mitzrayim. We understand that. Anybody Seichel understands that it's not just a matter of your status, whether you're locked up or you're free. You're free. In America, Baruch Hashem, everybody has Bechir. It's a wonderful country. Everybody's a Baal Bechir. But the place is swarming with avodim everywhere you go, all different colors, not just black, not just brown, white, and every color, rainbow coalition. Whatever color there is, meshubadim. Ani yichayim l'nsei eved maskil. Therefore, one can find an eved maskil. An eved. Officially, he's an eved. Officially, he's enslaved to somebody. He's a maskil. He's a thinking person. He understands. Shiruchai hu mole cheres. And his ruach is filled with cheres. You ever read the book what they did to Sharansky, to Nelson Sharansky? Fear no evil. Was that the name? No, that wasn't the name. Yeah? That was the name of the book? A long time ago when it came out. I think it was called Fear No Evil. I'm not sure. So Mordechai Gvura, the person. So he was the what they were doing to him, the Russians, and how they tried to break him. He was a Ben Chayrin from the first minute till the whole big thing in the world when they walked him out. He was a Ben Chayrin. Because you could have an Eved Maskil, Sharuchai Humali Khairis. Sharuchai Humali Khairis. A ben chayrin shiruchah ruach shalavet, and you have a free person, do whatever he wants, but the ruach is a ruach of an eved. The ruach is a ruach of an eved. I had this conversation this week with somebody, a bacha that's Isaac and things that are not good, and he kept on saying to me, and I was talking to him, he kept on saying to me, I can't change, I can't stop, I can't. Everything he says, I can't. So I said to him, like you have only two words in your whole vocabulary. Everything is I can't. I said, why don't you just leave out the second word and just say I. And think about who that is before all of this started. I. Remember when you were a little boy and it's not so long ago, even before you were, after you were little, when you were a bar mitzvah bach or whatever. What are you saying can't? What kind of an evid is that? Say can't. I can't. And that's what the Klausenberger said to that German Yemach Shammai, whoever he was, when they came to Klausenberg and the Rebbe was taken out in the middle over there, and when they first came, and they would always take the Rebbe, the tzaddik, and they took him in the middle, and all the Jews were crying, and the German was hitting him and kicking him, and then finally, the Klausenberger didn't go down, like he just was standing there, and the German was punching him and kicking him, and he didn't go down, and finally the Nazi took the back of his rifle and he whacked the Rebbe, the Klausenberger, over the head, and all the Rebbe's teeth were falling out, he was covered with blood, and he fell down. And the German said to him, "No, Herr Rabbiner." He said, "Herr Rabbiner." Herr Rabbiner is a title of respect, like chief rabbi. "No, Herr Rabbiner, you still think that the Jewish people are the chosen people?" Because what happened before that, he said he was asking him, "Who is the chosen people, the German people or the Jewish people?" And the Klausenberger said, "The Jewish people." And then he hit him. And this went on a few times. He said, "Again, Herr Rabbiner, who's the chosen people?" And he said, "Yisrael." Until finally he whacked him over the head and he fell down. And then the German grabbed him and picked him up, and the Rebbe was covered with blood. And he says, "No, Herr Rabbiner, who do you say now is the chosen people? You or us?" So the Klausenberger said, "As long as you are the ones who are hitting and killing with your achzarias, and we are the ones that never lifted a finger to hurt anybody, so you tell me who's the chosen people." That's what he said. And he threw him on the floor and he left him. It was nice he didn't kill him. He said, "Who's the chosen people? What does it mean to be a Ben Chayrin? What he's saying is that you're part of an entire nation of Amalek that's held in the vise of rishis, that do not have the atkadekach, that even the pratim, even the individual citizens of this malchus no longer have the free choice to be human beings, let alone to be kind, to be a human being. So who's a human being? Who's the Eved? Who's the Ben Chayrin?" That's what the Rebbe told him. "Who's the Eved? Who's Pesach Dik? Me or you? Who's Chametz Dik? You're a shtik Chametz." That's what he said. "You're a piece of Chametz. I'm Pesach. Pesach means I'm not Meshubed. I'm a Ben Chayrin. Hacherus Hatzivyonis He oisei haruach and yisoa sheodom mechena om bechlal misroimim al yodel yis neman la'atzmius ha'pnimis shalal. This is what we're learning in our satire. What is true cheres? The character of cheres is what? Real cheres. Not external phony cheres just because you work for somebody or he's your boss or he owns you. No. Cheres at sivyoinis. What's real cheres? What's the true character of freedom? He oisa ruach and he saw it's that exalted ruach. Sha'odam b'chein ha'om b'chlal, with the person and the entire nation. Misroimem is elevated al yodah through this cheiris, through this ruach. Lios neman ha'atzmias ha'pnimis shalai, to be faithful to its inner, to its atzmias ha'pnimis, to the eye of the individual, and to arm yourself to the eye of who we are as a nation. La'atchuna ha'nafshis sotzelem elokim asher b'kirvay. To be faithful to that tchuna ha'nafshis, to that spiritual character and quality of the tzelem elokim that's within us. U'betchuna kazois efshloi lahargish eschayiv b'tarchai megamatiyim. And when you're in touch with that quality, that character of the soul, of the self, as an individual, as a nation, then you can feel that your life is a life, chayim megamati means a life with goal, that has an objective, that has a goal, that has a purpose. That's what it means, musar bini, a life that has a purpose. Shem shovim es ercham, where your life is worth, has great value. This is what we're seeing over the years, a life is cheap, it's nothing. Shem shovim es ercham, of etzelem alukim. When you can go to Yiddish Chasna, not like last night's Chasna that was Kodesh Kadoshim, but the music was Kodesh Kadoshim from our friend Shlomo and Eitan. But you can go to Yiddish Chasna, and everything is officially 100%, and they're playing music and the dances that are going on, and if you would get up on a chair, and I never did this, but if you get up on a chair, I've been tempted to do it by You'd be proud of me. I never did it. But if you would get up on a chair and you'd say, stop, stop, in the middle of everybody doing their cha-cha, their frum cha-cha, and you stop, and you say, stop, stop this. Stop this. And look around at ourselves. So there'll be some people, Muslim will say, what are you crazy? We're being some echos nakala. But those who still have a little shirayin from the Zaydis Navabis, a little bit of a smell of what it means to be a Jew, will be able to turn a little bit red by the ears and say, it's a gal nefesh. This is Jewish music, this is a Jewish dance. And half the boys walking around with glasses of schnapps, like shikarim, like goyim shikarim in the gutter, walking around with glasses of schnapps. You see Yotachasim now, guys walking around like goyim, with glasses of schnapps. Not glezelach. Not to make a l'chaim. L'chaim is a holy thing. And not glezelach. Glasses. Of schnapps. And filling from bottles, and one bottle, another bottle. That used to be that they knew that by a Jewish simcha, you have to have a lot of food by a Jewish simcha, but not schnapps. And by the goyim, they have to bring cases and cases and cases of schnapps. Bochum walking around from every kind of yeshiva. It's interesting how it crosses all yarmulkes and hats, and that doesn't make a difference. I'll leave it there. With glasses of schnapps, drinking like shikar, smell. You talk to a guy, smells from whiskey. A Jewish boy smells like that, like a shikar. So if you don't feel the erich of what it means to be a Jew, mashenkin bebala ruach shel ha'avdus. That's what Rav Kook is saying. The bala ruach of an eved. Shel oilam ein teichen chayev v'hageshosa mi'ir mitchunosa anafshis ha'atzmas. Whose life, the inin of a real eved, is that his life and his hageshim are never shining with that tchunat ha'nafshis of who he really is. Of who he really is. Just because you think you put some Jewish words, you put in front of the song, whatever, Tan Rabbonin, or something like that, whatever they make these. Now they finished all the psukim that they could find in Tanakh, and they're already going on to Brises and to Mishnais and to Gemaras. Sick. But if they hear talk like this, they think that you're like an anti-Semite. What's wrong? It's sick. The music, the dancing, it's sick. It's sick. It's a mius for a Jew who feels a little of the erich of what it means to be a Jew. What's an eved? Not himself. What the other one likes that rules over him also. Whatever it is. What somebody else thinks is yofev v'toiv. Is yofev v'toiv. Is beautiful and is nice. That's meshabed you. That you also now start to dance like an animal. the Jewish music and Jewish dancing is now become a copy and imitation of the dancing of those who are still avadim, of the lowest elements, of civilization. That if you would even take an edel giraffe, you know, giraffes are very edel animals. They have a certain edelkeit. If you take a giraffe, if you take the husband and wife giraffe, they would come into one of our weddings, they look at each other and say, that's not so nice. Look how they move. The giraffe moves gracefully. You know, they walk with an edelkeit. They look at people running around. And you have the bachram. You think that they're learning all day. Where do they learn these things? He said they start going. I don't know where do they do that. Where do they learn that? I guess the Ben Hazman must be working on it. Must be Ben Hazman. That some house that they must have when they go to Switzerland or when they go to the Himalayas, because they have such a hard zman. That they somehow got lessons over there in doing these latest African dances. even an Eidel Behemoth would look and say, this doesn't pass, let's go, we've got to find another party. They would walk out, the giraffes would walk out, so we can't, it's not nice for us yet. But the whole time he's playing what? Psukim and Chazals. That's what they're... And the guy himself is running, is jumping around with his eyes closed, ki'ilu, he's in some place of Drakus. With the eyes closed. You know, what is they need? And they're throwing around the thing from the mic like. And ain't even like this is, it became like this is a normal thing. And people don't just laugh and say, will you stop that? It's ridiculous. What do you have your eyes closed? What do you have your eyes closed? When they give you the check, your eyes are going to be wide open. Your eyes closed. He stands there with this. This is Dveikus. You see, by the guy Morse, when they go sing at the concerts, the, whatever it is, they do with the eyes closed. Well, they close the eyes. Coming to a place of the nefesh, of the, what is it? It's all goof. They should keep their eyes open. They have to close the eyes. But we have to, with this, that's engraved, Chazal, of course, Chorus engraved on Luchais. That when Yiddishkeit is engraved in you, it frees you. It's that simple. It's not so simple to do, but that's what the formula is. When Yiddishkeit is engraved in you, it's not just on the top, but it's engraved in you, then it frees you. If it's just on the surface of who you are, it doesn't free you from anything. You could be the same, person like that. That's the same shikir with the yarmulke. With the yarmulke, with your hair greased back, the guy pours a half a bottle into his hair and greases it back, and he's got a yarmulke on top, and he walks around with the gliss, with his eyes also being glazed over. So it never penetrated. The Yiddishkeit never penetrated. Never went into who he was, into who he is. Atikra chorus alecheirus. So Rav Kook says, Nisav anelech lahavlid yosef yosef, it's atzma usainu haranon hapnimus. Let's move forward. To bring out more and more our true independence, our true freedom that's fresh and that's it, this inner freshness and chiyas shekaninu ayde gilu shechina that we first acquired in Mitzrayim when the shechina blew away all the shibudim when the gilu shechina when the shechina came and said this is who you are b'ni b'char yisrael b'ni oyisa achayru shekaninu ayde hapela hagodol. That chayrus that we acquired through that unique, singular wonder that took place in history. Took us out, and our grandparents out, chayrus oylam, to be free forever. Boyunar, Rav Kook says, let's go, come. Achim, brothers, el ha-seder kolonu, let's go brothers together to the seder, Pesach. Let it become known to us and clear to us that we're B'nai Melachim. That we're children of the King. And that Chayrus is our destiny. Like Eved Yisrael. Yisrael's not an Eved, is not a slave. If you're like Yelid Bayis, that was some baby that was born into slavery, a Yelid Bayis that was born into a family of slaves. Lo yihila vaz, we shouldn't be a disgrace. Me'oza shenosa barama miyoyim chachiruseinu. From that day that we lifted up with pride and greatness, miyoyim chachiruseinu, the day of our freedom, as degel achirus, the flag of freedom, ubir achametz and the destruction of chametz, asher yavo kamayim bekirbeinu. Let this truth, the truth of Pesach, of the Seder, of chirus, enter, flow into us, kamayi b'kabein, like water inside of us, kashem b'atmasen, like oil, seeping into the bones. Alidei koyach ha'isonim shel ha'mifl ha'kodesh v'haneman, b'kiyameinu es dvar Hashem, gol yisrael mi'olam v'ad olam. Through this great koyach, of this powerful movement, and holy movement, b'kiyameinu es dvar Hashem, gol yisrael mi'olam v'ad olam. Hashem didn't just redeem us from Mitzrayim, He's the Goel Yisrael in the present tense. May Oilam Vad Oilam, whatever world you're in, it's not your world, Hashem will take you out of that world and put you, if you want, to be in the real world. Ashet Sivonu, Lishmoris HaMatzais, who has commanded us to guard the matzah of who we are. The essence of who we are is the matzah. Shimrus Echeirus, guard the freedom. Shimu, guard carefully this chayus. Ves bira chametz, and be careful to burn the chametz. V'yigolu meheru gula shlema. We should be zayecha quickly for the Gula Shein Ramis.